Saruman said in The Lord of the Rings when he was selling out to the Dark Tower, that is a new time upon us. One must merge with the eye. And that is basically what's happening as we go into this new system. And we are certainly in a new dawn, a new age, a new system. And help leading that merger is Jeffrey McKay, Deputy Air Pollution Officer, as an officer, in San Francisco, where the state's racing to pass a carbon footprint carbon tax. England moving with cards, it'll track and trace how much carbon you use. Same thing in the U.S. They're starting, of course, with all the businesses. And he, of course, comes to us from IBM. Yes, doesn't it all come to us from IBM? He's a Ph.D. in applied physics from Yale University. And so we appreciate Jeffrey McKay from San Francisco. Headline, San Francisco sets precedent, imposes carbon tax on businesses. But don't worry, it's a very small tax, kind of like your income tax started. Mr. McKay, it is wonderful to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your station with you.
Good. I've got to ask my producer, how long do we have you scheduled for?
He said something like 15 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. We're about to break. I want to come back. How about till 20 after? Sir, tell us about what San Francisco's doing, and tell us about yourself and what type of officer you are.
Well, certainly. The Bay Area Air Quality Management District was established a little over 50 years ago. And at that time, the state gave the authority to the Air Pollution Control Officer to permit polluting facilities in the Bay Area. And my title is Deputy Air Pollution Control Officer, so that means that I have that responsibility when our chief executive is not in the office.
Now, I've got a newscast reporting that it's basically bakeries, auto shops, just thousands of businesses. What will be under this new umbrella?
Well, it's actually the same group of facilities that the Air District already regulates. Excuse me, and has regulated for some time. So it's about 2,500 facilities in the Bay Area, all stationary sources, in other words, meaning not cars, for instance. And it ranges anything from small backup generators in smaller facilities all the way up to the large refineries that we have in this area. The vast majority of these groups are only paying fees of less than a dollar.
Yeah, but the income tax started real low, too. I mean, they always, first we had voluntary, you know, emissions testing as they keep lowering it, lowering it, lowering it until no one can pass. And then, of course, it became mandatory, and then they jacked it up. We have 9,000 PhDs, 31,000 scientists who have signed saying carbon dioxide is good. It reverses the expansion of deserts. Plants like actually 10 times higher carbon dioxide that then produce higher oxygen. All the ice core samples back 300,000 years. You're, of course, a physicist. I'm wondering if you've looked into this, but I've had Nobel Prize winners and others on about it. They're saying that carbon dioxide is one of the four elements of main life on this planet. That's oxygen, carbon dioxide, solar radiation, and water. And this is a tax on breathing, as the New York Times called it, once they're done expanding it. I mean, it's not proven that carbon dioxide is a devil weapon. Why are you moving ahead with this?
You know, certainly this is a field where research continues to be done, and there are people with very defensible positions on different sides of the topic. But what we're doing here is actually a very modest first step. In other words, because we already have in place a system that regulates those emissions that are unquestionably bad for human health, we're able to use that existing system to very efficiently, as I said, for only 4.4 cents per ton, produce an inventory of the emissions in the Bay Area.
Stay there. Oh, a tracking, categorizing, and stay there, sir. We'll be back in 3 short minutes with the final segment.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. And if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years. 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am and wondering, what else have they done and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Huge breaking news at InfoWars.net right now. After our guest leaves us about 15 minutes, we're going to cover it. Worst vaccine bill ever. Seeks compulsory shots for all children. They've never had a law. They've had to buffalo and intimidate and lie under color of law and felony color of law scams to get people to do it. Now they're moving with the total police state with their eugenics operation with a bunch of unwitting idiots in the system who have no idea what larger system they're in. We're talking to Jeff McKay. He's Deputy Air Pollution Control Officer. And let's just play about a minute of this local newscast. Go ahead and play some of that local newscast so people know what we're talking about here in San Francisco.
Area air pollution leaders are set to vote on an unprecedented pollution fee today for businesses that emit greenhouse gases. Thousands of businesses would be impacted by that move, which is thought to be the first of its kind in the nation. NBC 11's Christy Smith live now in San Francisco, where the Bay Area Quality Management District is meeting right now. Christy?
Good morning, Brent. Yeah, I was just told moments ago that this was indeed approved. They just took the vote about 15 minutes ago. Now, this will affect all sorts of businesses, from bakeries to gas stations. But certainly oil refineries in the Bay Area will be hit the hardest,
okay,
on average about 100.
All right. Now, let me go back to our guest, who is the deputy head of this operation, Deputy Air Pollution Officer there in San Francisco. Dr. McKay holds a Ph.D. in applied physics from Yale University and, of course, comes to us from IBM, where he was a chief information officer So let's go ahead and go back to him. So you're now there. Boy, you're pretty high-powered, smart guy. They're now going to city government. Why'd you decide to go there? Must be some big potentials there. Important work you're doing, Doctor?
Well, you know, it's very satisfying work. Silicon Valley was fun, but I certainly never mind telling people that I'm working to work on air quality. I never mind having to admit that at a cocktail party.
Feels good. You're kind of like the new priesthood. I mean, I'm sure you read Club of Rome documents, UN Biological Diversity, where they say the new religion will be carrying out environmentalism, and that certainly is hailed there. I mean, do you kind of recognize you're part of the new priesthood?
Oh, I don't think of it that way. I live here. I ride my bike here. I jog here, and so
sacrament.
It's just a day-to-day experience for me.
Do you ever work with Green Shield there at the Presidio, who developed a lot of these ideas 25 years ago?
Oh, I'm not familiar with them.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Have you read Richard Inhofe, chairman of the CFR, admitting that this is a way to control populations and regulate them, and that in England and in the U.S., we're going to have a card we swipe that tracks our entire carbon footprint? Are you aware of that?
You know, I think that that's getting far, far ahead of what we are attempting to accomplish here. This is actually simply a small fee that's not supposed to be an incentive of any type, and it's certainly not priced as an incentive. It's not a large enough fee to have any incentivizing effect.
Kind of like that half percent income tax. Now, what about the state? Lord Schwarzenegger, Commander Schwarzenegger, Governor Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator, he is coming out with his own carbon tax, isn't he?
Well, I think you're referring to the California Air Resources Board, and it's absolutely true that the California Air Resources Board is mandated with moving ahead, looking at how greenhouse gas emissions are affecting the whole state. We have always worked closely with the Air Resources Board, and we have, in fact, been requested by the Air Resources Board to provide greenhouse gas inventory information for several years, and we have been doing that. And they've been very happy to receive it. Now, going forward, if they do wish to start incentivizing actions with increased fees of some type, we certainly would be completely coordinated with them on that. There would not be any overlap. And, in fact, if, as sometimes happens, they then use those fees to provide for coverage of the costs of the air districts, then we would be able to perhaps revisit our fees.
So you're not worried about overlap, because the way I've read this being written up by the policymakers, really it was codified by the early 90s, that you're going to have your local regional directorates, you're going to have your state, and then larger regions, and then national, and then international, all interlocking. Now you can say air quality. It's one thing to say we want to reduce carbon monoxide, or we want catalytic converters. Those are good things. But now this is all about, I mean, you're saying we can debate the science, and that it's still open for debate, though in Europe they're talking about outlawing it, and that's mainstream news today. That sounds like freedom. Sounds like I guess you'll be burned at the stake if you don't go along with it. The carbon dioxide is a deadly poison. But you can go into crowds of people and give them the scientific name, doctor, of water, and they'll all, 99% in studies, will say ban water. And so meanwhile, California's passed an initiative for massive genetic engineering, cross-species engineering, things that the scientists I've had on, including a Nobel Prize winner on the subject, say it's very dangerous. Stuff kind of like we see in the Andromeda strain is probably likely. That's not a problem, though. We've just got to do something about that carbon dioxide. And I've read industry saying 20 years ago they wanted to agree on that, because that's something that really isn't bad. Meanwhile, we're all diverted on that diversion while all these thousands of real things go on that really are hurting the environment and us individually. Do you have any comments on that, or you're just separately implementing the first carbon tax in the country?
Certainly. You know, those other topics are obviously fascinating. But in this case, I think it's important to point out that if we do want to make responsible decisions and informed decisions about how to handle any possible problems associated with greenhouse gas emission, then it's important that we at least understand how much greenhouse gas emissions are occurring in a variety of areas. And the great thing about what's happened here with this very small, modest first step is that by taking advantage of systems we already have in place to monitor unequivocally bad emissions from polluting facilities, we're able to inventory greenhouse gases for a very
unequivocal. Nobody's allowed to release fluorine. Nobody's allowed to release any of these. It's all permitted and controlled. You're we're reading this, and I'm reading what the law you guys passed in the city. It's right here in front of me. This is for carbon dioxide and methane.
Yes, I'm sorry. So to clarify what I'm saying, because we regulate these other gases that everyone agrees are actually bad for human health, because we already have the system in place to regulate these other gases, we're for a very nominal fee able to also provide an inventory of greenhouse gases, not for a cost that is prohibitive to anybody, for a very low cost, and then the further work deciding should we really then take steps that would incentivize people one way or another, the further work then can be done in an informed manner.
Now, you're a great salesman because, you know, with the corporate Delphi training and, you know, all that, go in, calmly announce it, hey, it's very small, and then we'll look at later the next step. Everything's all right, and people hear the hothead, you know, guy versus the calm doctor who's there, and I mean, come on, you know that you're building the bureaucracy and the measuring facilities and the measuring trainees as the model for the rest of the country to go around and then jack up these taxes on an inert, life-giving gas, because you can't tax people's houses because there's no fluorine or radon or, you know, anything that really is bad coming out of there. This is a way to tax the, you know, basic carbon and to control the planet, and I mean this, and I mean, do you agree? As I hear on NPR, you know, that we're consuming too much, and we've got to cut down our carbon footprint, and we've got to stop being so wasteful consumers. I mean, that's kind of the mantra of the mid-level people that are progenerating all of this. Or do you disagree with me, Doctor? I mean, let's get down to brass tacks.
Sure. You know, actually, as a matter of fact, we're not even authorized to tax. We're only authorized to collect fees that relate to the cost that we incur to inventory these emissions and to interact with other government agencies.
But to have the measuring mechanism is the step to a tax, and a fee is a tax.
Well, the great thing is that the measuring mechanisms we use to measure pollutants that everyone agrees are bad for human health are, in fact, the identical measurement techniques that allow us then to calculate greenhouse gas emissions. So, in fact, we don't have to put in place any new measurement techniques to provide this inventory, and that's why we're proud of the efficiency that we've brought to this process.
The efficiency of this process. So what do you think about the British model where they're all going to carry carbon cards that tracks? See, I have a problem with them also tracking and surveilling my purchases and what I do. They're talking about under socialized health care, what we eat's going to be tracked, and then because we're all communally paying for it, and that's why I should have to pay more because I eat Bluebell ice cream. I mean, where do you see all that going, Doctor?
You know, that's certainly that's a fascinating topic, and it extends so far beyond what the Air District is doing here. You're talking about measures that are meant to affect people's behavior, and so it's so important that I emphasize again that all we are doing here is helping provide the information.
Wait a minute, the city banned bottled water in city buildings.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, you're not involved in behavior? And, of course, that's a sack, you know, that is a ritual through the behavioral psychologist to train you to be under control, people who normally wouldn't be under criminal jurisdiction, to train us to have interaction with our new minders and bosses in England, already going door to door, the children bossing the parents around. The CFR, sir, you may not have read it, says this is about enslaving us and says this is about control. They're so arrogant. And you know what the CFR is, don't you, Doctor?
You know, it's funny because living in San Francisco, I don't generally think of our population as being exorbitantly under control.
Oh, no, they don't care if you dress up like a woman and run around with your Johnson dragging the ground. But they don't want you to not vaccinate your children or own a firearm.
Well, there are people with a variety of opinions on those.
But see, that's the behavioral psychologist's control mechanism, is they give you pathetic, mindless rights that don't matter. But you understand, they make those your special goodies. But then if I try to demonstrate in most cities, I think San Francisco is more lenient there, with a sign saying I'm against Bush, I get arrested. Because I'm in such. And by the way, you know, Bush is now supporting the greenhouse tax. You know that, right?
Well, he has acknowledged that, in fact, greenhouse gases emitted by human beings are affecting the climate. That is true.
But you just said earlier the science is still out on that. One more segment. Quick break, Doctor. We really appreciate you coming on. I want you to tell me about other city programs like banning the water bottles.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas. May 29, 2008. Gold, $8.91. Hans Gold coins can be purchased for $9.1790, $4.5215 for half, $2.2608 for quarter. That's $9.1790, $4.5215, and $2.2608.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Money bomb has already exploded. Later, I'm going to tell you all how much has already poured in the last few hours. Looks like it's going to be bigger than I thought it was. Yeah, I'm taking fight! All right, I appreciate him coming on. As we blast out on the AM and FM dial, global satellite, the internet at InfoWars.com, and worldwide shortwave, all the ships at sea. Jeffrey McKay, Deputy Air Pollution Officer. All right, there is a fortune to be made in all of this. They're estimating over $1 trillion a year once it's implemented in Western Europe and the United States as well as Canada. They're able to start taxing all of the different carbon emissions. Sir, so you said you could just talk to me about the carbon program. What's the time frame now as you measure carbon with this fee that's not a tax? And then how long till we hear what the what your people in city government are going to go forward with?
So the fee will become effective on July 1st, and we regularly send out our permits. Again, this is a fee for facilities that we already regulate. The district's mission for over 50 years has been monitoring and regulating emissions from stationary sources in the Bay Area, so that means not cars and trucks. And so we're able to efficiently add this greenhouse gas fee to the permits that we send out to these folks already on a yearly basis.
It's so easy. It's so small. Just let us set the precedent.
Well, you know, actually, if this is a precedent, it would be a great precedent
in terms
of people saving money for inventorying greenhouse gas emissions. If the rest of the country could inventory their greenhouse gas emissions at this price, that would be a wonderful thing.
That's a great spin. Kind of like when they say in England, you all have your carbon slave card. It's going to make you money. Well, only if you live under a bridge, you can sell your credits that way. The average person is going to be paying huge amounts. You're doing something that costs money. You're saying it's not a tax, doctor. It is. It's to set everything up. And then now you're saying, oh, this would save money to inventory. Yeah, that's if we're going to adopt some type of taxing system. You can claim yours is really cheap because you introduce it small. You know they always introduce sales taxes and property taxes and state income taxes at 0.5%, and then they jack it up overnight, Commander.
You know, if there is going to be any sort of tax or fee put in place that would incentivize people one way or another, it's so important that that be done from a basis of having a good understanding of the emissions that already exist. And so, again, it's so important to emphasize that this fee is really just covering the cost of inventorying the emissions in the Bay Area.
I understand. That's a good talking point, Doc. Here's the deal. I would have greeny weenies on who don't care about the real environment, just making money, and we all know, or their cult members. I would have them on this show, and they would, A, say carbon dioxide is a deadly, deadly thing. B, they would then go on to say there's no plan for the tax, that I'm a big liar. Meanwhile, all their documents said it. Now the taxes are happening, and you're still saying it's not a tax.
Well, I'm talking about what the Bay Area Air Quality Management District is doing here. And if
what you're calling it.
If other agencies do want to proceed with any sort of fee or tax that would be large enough to actually incentivize people, it's so important that it be done with the proper information.
But a rose is still a rose by any other name. Is your fee a tax?
No. It's actually a very clear definition. We're not authorized to issue taxes. We're only authorized to issue fees for cost recovery for work that we do.
So the San Francisco Chronicle and the TV stations, they all got it wrong when they said greenhouse gas tax.
That's correct. They should have said fee.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm beginning to understand now. Doctor, now just explain to me, though, Al Gore has said before Congress it is a tax, what he's proposing, two different ones. Do you support that in the larger, just as a citizen?
I am so focused on making sure that decisions are made with the best possible information. And so at this stage of the game, you know, taking this first modest step, it's all about providing that information. That's exactly what we're doing.
One small step for man, one giant leap for slave masters worldwide.
Well, that would be a large step. 4.4 cents per ton, and that provides us with an inventory of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions in the Bay Area. Which then can be used to make, hopefully, the best possible decision.
And then that will fund the larger cadres of enforcers. Good God, all these control freak greeny weenies that are slicing tires all over Austin and knocking SUV windows out. God, they're going to have badges and guns. It's going to be hellish. Give us the website for the city.
Sure. The website for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District is baaqmd.gov.
All right, Doc, I want to challenge you to go read about the Club of Rome, Richard Inhofe, CFR documents. It's all a big fraud, all a big scam. And I don't think you mean bad, but I think you need to deprogram yourself and maybe get another job. Okay, Doc? You know it's too much money in it, right? Too powerful? Thank you for joining us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Guess what's happened? $15,000 has come in the last few hours, and we haven't even gone through the mail yet that's pouring in this week for the money bomb. Starting tonight at midnight, we'll be posting the numbers as the disgusting fiat currency pours in. And then we will take that filth, that evil, and through the process of InfoWars alchemy, it will come out the back end of this ICBM as propellant, as this missile lifts off the pad to destroy more of the enemy's lives. Guess what I learned during the little 3-minute break? I just learned that I have a new tax here in Texas. About 2 years ago, somebody showed up threatening us, saying, "You owe money. There's a new regional emergency tax for inventory. What everything's worth, you have to let me in." And I said, "No." I said, "Give me some paperwork." I called, found out it was a new tax, had the little creature back. And they said, "This file cabinet's worth $10,000. I'm like, "That's a $200 file cabinet, maybe." "This computer's worth $20,000. I'm like, "No, that's like a 4-year-old, maybe $800 computer when we bought it." I go, "On my taxes, I probably got that listed as $100. You know, it's been depreciated. This is worth that. This is worth this. You owe $20,000. They've got some inventory tax. And then some other bureaucrat last year just showed up, banging on the door, "Let me in here. There's a new tax." Well, I've now been informed there's a new franchise tax. I remember hearing something about it. It's only 1% of our entire total gross. Of course, you know that'll be jacked up to 10, 15, 20%. There's cops everywhere, just everywhere riding tickets. I mean, just every road, everywhere, motorcycles, police cars, trucks, just feeding. Everybody's going bankrupt, falling apart, everything's gyrating up. They're building more prisons, more stations, more surveillance, drones control, just frothing, enjoying themselves. Oh, it's so good. It's a good thing I don't care much about Federal Reserve notes, but see, as they jack the taxes up more and more and more, we won't even be able to operate soon. And people said, well, you should be 501c3. I actually had a millionaire call me up, well-known, a lot of money, a lot more than a million. I don't want to say how much. They're like, I want to give you a bunch of money. And I said, well, take your time. Don't do that right now. I said, you understand I'm not 501c3, and it's not going to be tax-exempt. Your lawyers aren't going to like it. I just say that because it tortures other talk show hosts. That's right. I turned down money. I don't care. You understand? I really don't. I want enough money to live and take care of myself and operate. And I realize everybody else basically worships it. And to me, I just know it's not going to matter soon because this is an economy where it's about you not being able to open a new business. It's about you not being able to operate unless you're a Fortune 500 that's in on the carbon tax scam and got good old boy backup hookups in the establishment with these international boards, and you're just not going to have a business. You're not going to have a job. You understand? This is a shift into total tyranny, economic tyranny. Now, a lot of you think, no, it's about brown Al-Qaeda, and I'm a Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and I want to kill brown people. Well, let me tell you something, you racist dirtbags. This is for you. This is for you. I want to tell the racist La Reconquistas who call me a fat gringo pig on my own website while calling me a racist. You racist fat gringo pig. Ha, ha, ha. Viva la raza. No, I'm not the one talking about my race. And how you're gonna, you know, how I'm gonna take you over? You need to understand, you're losing too. The New World Order is getting you. They're poisoning your kids every day with the water. They're shooting them up every day. I want all the dumb white racists to know, all the Mexican racists, all the black racists to know. While you're all fighting with each other, the New World Order is going to town on you. Now the news here. Is Steve Watson, incredible article. By the way, he has a Ph.D. in political science, which normally are worthless, but Steve put his to use. Worst vaccine bill ever seeks compulsory shots for all of the children. Activist group calls for defense of right to exemption in New York State. See, first they say, oh, well, there's no law, but we'd like you to fill out an exemption form. That then popularizes it's the law. Okay. And just like gun permits for concealed carry, there's no law you got to have one to own a gun in Texas, but now people think that. Like New York started out with, yeah, you just got us $5 is what it started with in the 40s. Just fill out a form, mail it in, and you got a gun permit. Okay? And it's just so we can get these illegals that are coming in from Europe, and, you know, they got guns, and they're too dumb to do it, you know. And so they play the race card, and like, yeah, we want that. And then now nobody's got guns except the corrupt system and mob bosses who can pay $30,000 on average in political contributions to the sheriff or police chief to be authorized to have a gun. A right turns into a privilege. And so they tell you, I mean, you show up at the hospital now, they just take your kid's blood, and we've been telling you about it for a decade. Now they admit, yeah, we take your blood, and it goes to Homeland Security. Before it was that, it goes to the FBI, and we also use it for genetic engineering. Period. And Bush signs a bill. We woke enough people up. People got mad about it. It became a big issue at the state level. Bush just signed a federal bill 3 weeks ago saying, we'll take your blood at birth, DNA database. That matter, it was still crimes retroactively what they did. It didn't protect them from the prior stuff like his spy bill does. God, they're lawless. I mean, when you start really thinking about how lawless this trash is, when you start really thinking about what they're doing, how they're operating, the things they're up to, I mean, it's just any criminal scam they can run, they're going to do it. Now, let me explain. This is all eugenics, the carbon tax, the regulation, everything. And it's about giving total control to that one-half of 1%. A pending New York State bill, dubbed the worst vaccine bill ever by one activist group, would see all vaccines, let's get them set up for Burmese next week when he's sitting in when I'm out of town, the Bilderberg, would see all vaccines recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they had like five a year now. It's like 40-something. CDC made mandatory for all children, including infants and toddlers. God, they'll give your kid a shot. They'll have a seizure on the spot, and then they'll SWAT team you saying you shook the baby. Hey, that's their new little game they've been playing for about 5 years. Assembly Bill 10942. Think how sick they are. You got dumb cops brain damaged themselves from shots their whole life. They just like drooling. Take your kid. Your kid had a seizure after the shot. You beat him up. Oh, beating them up puts micro lesions from mercury on their brain. Oh, it's not in there. Oh, it is in there. Oh, it's good for me. No, it's never been in there. Now it's out of there. Oh, it's actually in there and does cause brain damage, but we're going to make you take it. Introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of New York State Department of Health, calls for changes in the law in order to make recommended inoculation, because, see, the hoax, it's now been exposed that it was a hoax, and that was getting them about 95%. But now the hoax is over. The criminals' hoax is over. See? There's no law. They're criminals. What does it take? A government that lies all the time to you. I care about you, you idiot police. You idiot school teachers. You idiot Americans. Stop being idiots. Stop it! I've had hundreds of guests and scientists and doctors on. I've read all the source documents. I've played clips of the father of the polio vaccine admitting it had cancer viruses in it and more, and AIDS, HIV. I've proven it. They're killing you. Why do you want to die? Why do you want to believe their lies? What is your problem? What is your major malfunction? You ought to thank God for me up here warning you that I've still got my head screwed on straight and I'm angry and upset. Folks, I have got as much instinct as a cow. Humans used to have the best instincts, the smartest, the most cunning, the best sixth sense. You've had it bred out of you, engineered out of you, poisoned out of you. You get a bunch of cows at the slaughterhouse, and that's why they get them in tiny squeeze chutes and then only bring them into the main slaughter area one at a time. And most plants, and they usually got an air gun, fires a bolt into their head, because if you get other cows in there and they see that going on, they'll go nuts. Nuts like you've never seen, breaking their legs, ramming through things, doing things. It's a cow will fight back. And that's all I'm doing, folks. I'm in the chute, just slobbering and freaking out. And you're sitting there drooling like a bunch of idiots behind me. They got one cow up hanging by its legs in front of you, blood pouring out its neck in huge pools, and you're just snickering, telling me that isn't one of our fellow cows getting their throat slit right in front of us, you idiots. Oh, God, I can't do it anymore. I want out of here. I want to go to some happy, friendly country where this isn't going on. There's evil going on all around you. They're feeding on your neighbors down the street. But you don't know your neighbors anymore, so you're unaware of what's happening. I get so mad reading this article, I just can't control myself. Jesus. Assembly Bill 10942 introduced. We're only a few years away from cops coming to your house and SWAT teaming you if you don't shoot your kids up. And I'm just telling the cops right now, you're pushing and pushing. The globalists know people are going to fight back. Then they're going to say, see, there is homegrown terrorism. And then you're going to all get your butts kicked and they're going to bring in foreign troops. You understand? You pushed far enough. You slime ball, think you're tough punks. Assembly Bill 10942, introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Health, calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. Now, that is a huge... They're already taking your kids for abortions without your consent. Your 12- or 13-year-old, in some cases as young as 10... They got to have a letter to go to the zoo with the government training camp, but not to have a baby ripped out of them. And of course, they're so lazy, Planned Parenthood's half the time they leave an arm or a leg in there. I'm sorry to get the tail, and your daughter dies of some super fever. But you don't care. It's all part of being scum. You let the scum, filth, degenerate, viperous, murdering, trash, commie government just have its way with your kids while they train them to tattle on you and everything else. And you've had all your instincts sucked out of you where you think a bunch of vampiric scumbag government leering over your children, the state stating in California Supreme Court that the state owns your children. Remember that? And that homeschooling's illegal in California. You're out of control. The government's dirtbag. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. Merck, when they're not killing you with their Vioxx, they've got their Gardasil, which admittedly has killed a whole bunch of people and causes horrible autoimmune things that look like Ebola with blood pouring out of every orifice. Go read it. Had women on, it's almost killed on this show. And it's been in the news, it's killed a bunch. And then they say on the insert, go look it up on their own website. It says, does it protect you from cancer? Does it protect you from this type of virus? We think it might protect you from a few strains of 350. It might cover 4 to 6. But if you already have the virus, which around half the population has of men and women, then it gives you a 45% increase in cancer. Oh, they know it gives you cancer, but you're too stupid. You think the government gives you sweet milk, and you sit there suckling off of its snake breast when you don't understand it's pure death. I have to watch my fellow humans march into the death camps in front of me. But it's all done in an orderly fashion of ignorance and moronicness. You hear all the scientists and guests and New World Order people I have on who I tear apart. And it's not because I'm smart. I understand the system. I study it. It's what I do. I know what I'm talking about. I told you the truth and nothing but the truth. In fact, many times it is far worse than even I thought. God Almighty. And this is why I want to reach people. This is why I want to get out to more people. This is why I want to bust my butt and build a studio and do it myself and tape a TV show and try to get it on 5 nights a week on Dish Network, because then we can hype it and get big listenership and have street teams out getting the word out. My God, if it was all paid for, I'd have no commercials on it. As it is, it'll probably have commercials. I need your help, man. I just want to warn people. Listen, you go warn people about how this stuff's killing them. You write articles. You go out and tell them. I just want to tell people. I just want to reach people. Because it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It isn't going to stop. I keep making the point. They do everything they said they were. They do everything they said they were going to do. Right down the line. They say they're going to do this, they do it. They say they're going to do that, and they've said, I've seen their whole battle plan, what they admit what they're going to do, and up here it's killing 80 to 90% of us, flying over, spraying us in the end, killing us in mass, activating cancer systems they put in us, all this stuff, and they're already up to here, and I'm like, my God, they keep doing everything they say they're going to do. My God, they're really going to do it. My God! My God! Warn people! And they're evil. They're so evil. And I just wish good people would wake up and fight back against this. I was screaming so loud earlier, I tore something up my throat. I was coughing up blood earlier. It's because my soul is torn apart. I am just so angry. I don't have the strength or the will. I'm trying to push a rock up a hill. I need your help. I just want to warn people. I just want to arrest all these people that have done this. It's their own documents, their own treason. They all write books about how they're going to enslave us and how it's funny and how we're dumb. And then you just sit there laughing at me while they're laughing at you. I want to get them. I want to get people that want to get me. I don't go around looking for fights, but I sure as will stand up against somebody that starts one with me. And I've tried to get away from it. I've tried to run away. I've tried to tell myself it's going to be all right. I've tried to tell myself we're going to win and it's going to be okay, but not unless we put out a full effort. I've tried to avoid this. I've tried to deny this. This is something you can't run away from this. You don't have a choice. They're not going to stop coming. They're not going to stop pushing. They're organized. They're focused. They're coming to kill you. From the bottom of my heart, go research the facts. Research it all. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. God, that's the state becoming the parents. Separate sections of the bill would also come into effect next year, with others becoming law in 2010. So there you have it. No more do you control your children or do they control it. The state, under the new eugenic social system, controls you. ACHAMP, a national nonpartisan political action organization formed by parents to support of children with neurodevelopmental and communication disorders, has called for rejection of the bill and is demanding the passage of A5468-S3031 in the Senate, a bill that would give individuals a right to a philosophical exemption. They don't have to give us. See, we already have the right. They're now claiming we don't have that right. The group's press release highlights the key points of the bill. My God. All children at birth will be injected. If you don't like it, a SWAT team will murder you. Yeah, you resist, they'll come kill you. All children, it's hell on earth. It's war against us. Eugenicists coming with their HIV-filled injectors, with their cancer-filled injectors, with their mercury-filled.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
There's only maybe 2% of the population that knows they're poisoning the water and food and vaccines by design.
Living on the road,
they're counting on you to be too cowardly to admit the truth, because it's scary to admit it and find it out. To not just let me be some nut on the radio, but to go look at the claims I've made. Find out they're killing you. Because then you're going to have a job to do. You're going to have to fight back against these people. But make no mistake, those of you that have committed the genocide, Those of you that got 40 million dead Africans on your hands, you're going to pay one day. You're going to swing from the end of a rope. You know why? Because you keep pushing, and you never stop. And you're going to push us up against a wall where a lot of these cowardly, dumbed-down people aren't going to have a winning opportunity but to fight back. We're going to kick your butt. A lot of us are going to die in the process. But in the end, you're going down. Know that. And your family names and dynasties will be synonymous with evil in the dictionary. I'm out of time. I want to thank all you, the listeners. Retransmission starts in a few minutes at InfoWars.com. Until I'm back live Saturday for a special InfoWars.com money bomb from 8 to midnight Central Time. 15,000 plus and growing has come into the PayPal since today. This is not the money bomb day. People are already giving. And so it looks like it's going to be huge, and we will put it all into the fight against the New World Order. There'll be a toll-free number up this evening for you as well, starting at midnight. It'll be up there earlier than that. Is the toll-free number up yet? We need to get that up, because I need to go ahead and get that so people know what it is in case some people won't have Internet access later, or some people need to give this to others that don't have Internet access. Well, what is the 1-800 number? Maybe I'll just give it out to people. So a lot of my listeners, I forgot about that also. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. That's not open right now, but it will be at midnight tonight, Central, 888-201-2244. For those listening on satellite, global shortwave, AM or FM that may not have a way to do it. But we can't just rely on these money bombs. We also have sponsors. And in closing, I haven't plugged these today, Interfood and Aloe's. Interfood is the best green food out there that I have found, bar none, anywhere. And we're not like the government telling you got to take shots filled with poison. We're just saying, hey, here's some good green food we think is great to combat all this poison. And their number is 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or interfood.com, interfood.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, and 14 other superfoods. These aren't vitamins. These are the raw form of the vitamins and nutrients for total absorption. Call them. Get 10% off. Hello, Alex Jones sent you 866-762-9238. Or link through to their banner on InfoWars.com and get 10% off. Buy in bulk. Get 20% off when you tell them Alex Jones sent you. Also, they're just really a great all-around nutrient company. It's New Vitality. They just sell what is well-known and documented to be excellent and to be helpful to the body. One of them is Aloe's Body Cleanse, well-known for flushing out your guts. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or go to InfoWars.com. Big banner to the great folks at New Vitality, 1-800-569-4056. They also have the Super Beta Prostate, 1-800-569-4056. Retransmission starts in 30 seconds, only on the Internet streams, not the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave, or Satellite. Global Shortwave back tonight, 9 to 1 a.m. on the Genesis Network and Satellite and on the refeeds for the stations. But an Internet-only show tomorrow, 8 p.m. to midnight for the Money Bomb. We'll track this history-making event tomorrow together. God bless you all. Go to InfoWars.com right now for the streams if you miss any of the incredible guests we had on earlier. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved